Do we control our own lives? Can we reduce our electricity or heating bills? Can we stop wars or abolish inflation? Will anyone ask us what we want before they push the red button and bury us and all our dreams under the mushrooms of nuclear war? The system of the consumerist format is arranged in such a way that the maximum we are entitled to is to choose who will make decisions for us, or to express our discontent at mass meetings and demonstrations in the hope that we will be heard. We can hear such a statement that society is impossible without power. But how can you then explain, for example, people's self-organization and mutual help in emergency situations? Moreover, without the involvement of civil society volunteers, the state is totally unable to solve the issues of providing people with everything they need. So, a fair question arises. Is it us who cannot do without the government, or is it the government that cannot do without us? Agree. It is actually natural and normal for every person to manage their own private life. Then why, when it comes to managing matters of public importance, on which our private lives depend even more, do we begin to think that someone knows better how we should live our lives? We, people, must have a voice in direct resolution of all publicly important, socially significant, economic issues that affect the quality of human life. Self-government means participation of people themselves in decision-making on the electoral platform. The electoral platform is an electronic system owned by society, which is the only tool for all people to initiate and adopt laws and decisions, and it is also a single legislative framework. Yes, people make all decisions that affect their lives. Naturally, there should also be an executive apparatus to implement the decisions people make. But those are merely executives whom society hires and controls. Society can dismiss any executive who doesn't fulfill his obligations and replace him with another person at any moment. Creative society removes conditions suitable for corruption, because decisions will be made by people themselves, and it's impossible to bribe 8 billion at once. Therefore, self-government in society provides every person with, firstly, real equality without privileges, statuses, and immunities. Secondly, an opportunity to initiate and participate in making key decisions. Thirdly, an ability to monitor implementation of decisions and receive reliable information about the state of affairs in society. Fourthly, stability and confidence in the future. In the creative society, thanks to self-government, authority is given back to people along with all the benefits that a human should have by birthright.
If you want to have this kind of future in the coming years, join the volunteers of the creative society. Only together can we build a wonderful world.